January 24th, 2017. I am Amy Santiago. I love Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Here is a list why, and also reasons you should binge it. If you start, you probably won't stop. I got through all four seasons in about 3 weeks. 1. Representation. The casting is fucking awesome. The two people in the most senior positions are black men, one of whom is gay. The other is happily married with a set of twin daughters named Cagney and Lacey. He is a great husband and super sweet dad. The four main detectives include two Latinas and two white guys. The heritage of both white men is a part of some running jokes, not their whiteness. The two lesser detectives are both older white guys who spend their days eating, doing paperwork, and generally being disgusting. I love this if for no other reason than the trope of old school white detectives being the end all be all is flat out defied in every episode. 2. Countering traditional tropes. This show is brilliant because of the way it doesn't play into normal cop show cliches. Yes, the young white male guy in the first episode is considered the best detective, but not in every aspect of his job, including things that really matter, paperwork and proper cataloging of evidence. From the beginning, the captain is on his ass, and you actually see personal growth from a guy who is kind of a dick, but not in a way that makes you hate him. If anything, Jake is the best example of playing opposite of type when it comes to his emotional relationships, both romantic and fraternal. He is genuine and kind, especially when it comes to the people he loves. There is constant banter in making fun of others, but it's never vicious or from a dark place. If anything, he is like an older brother teasing his siblings. By contrast, Rosa Diaz is a tough-as-nails hard ass, and I love her. Instead of casting the no-nonsense detective who says little but gets the job done as a man, Diaz is the person who rocks a leather jacket and a 100-yard stare, rides a motorcycle, and can maim you with one finger. Also in the less-talk-more-action vein is Captain Holt. He is drier than toast, but the jokes he lands knock me right over. He is also unreadable. How Andre Brower can keep a straight face when delivering his lines is beyond me. My 9-9 Patronus, though, is Amy Santiago. She is a brilliant bookworm whose addiction to binders and knowing everything touches my heart. She is a great detective because she does her homework, which I love. Her goal is to be mentored by Captain Hold, Reed Teacher's pet, and I am right there with her. Rounding out my favorites is Gina Linetti, Captain Holt's assistant. Lest you start to worry, let me assuage you. Gina is not some boring random secretary. She is wondrous and crazy in all the best ways. Along with Holt, she gets most of the best one-line jokes, delivered with calm assurance and conviction. Somehow you were elected Snow Princess. I told you, I am royalty. And 3, it's fucking funny. I'll close with the most important point of all. This show makes you laugh. Hard. Each episode starts and ends with a moment that often has me laughing out loud. Occasionally, I will slip into a giggle fit. From sight gags to role reversals to gross yet hilarious bits, this show starts and ends with a bang. In between, storylines build to wonderfully comedic crescendos, including running arcs with guest stars who bring their A-game. Kira Sedgwick, Dean Winters, Nick Offerman, and Craig Robinson, to name a few. Do yourself a favor. Set aside a few hours, pull up Hulu, search for Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and enjoy.